Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a warm and bright morning across the region. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv enjoy clear skies, while Haifa sees slightly cooler temperatures. A perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that the House has overwhelmingly rejected a Democrat-led resolution to remove U.S. troops from Lebanon. This happened earlier this hour. Also, Iran's war on the U.S. and Israel runs through Hezbollah. This is according to a report from JNS from earlier today. Also this hour, I-24 News reports that an Israeli airstrike in northern Gaza has eliminated top Hamas security officials. This occurred in earlier reporting. Separately, Hezbollah has rejected a U.S.-brokered ceasefire deal between Lebanon and Israel. This was reported by Forward. And finally, the Lebanese president has accused Iran of using his country as a bargaining chip in talks with the U.S. This is according to Times of Israel from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet Global reports that mostly clear skies bring a risk of extreme UV radiation exposure. They posted just minutes ago that temperatures are expected to rise slightly on Saturday. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, posted 2 hours ago urging a decisive end to ongoing conflicts. AMK Mapping, a conflict analyst, posted just now about the significant use of drones in the Kostyantynivka direction. They highlighted a dangerous drone zone affecting Ukrainian supply routes. Now for more on those stories, starting with the U.S. House vote on Lebanon. The Jerusalem Post reports that the resolution was defeated 324-92. Democratic leaders assert that U.S. troops are not engaged in combat in Lebanon. This decision impacts ongoing U.S. military policy in the Middle East. Turning to Hezbollah's influence in Lebanon, JNS highlights that Iran's support for Hezbollah continues to destabilize the region. Hezbollah's dominance over Lebanon's elected leaders poses a threat to both Israel and U.S. interests. This ongoing issue complicates diplomatic efforts in the region. Meanwhile, I-24 News reports that the targeted Israeli airstrike in Gaza took place overnight. It successfully eliminated key Hamas figures reportedly involved in rebuilding their network. This strike comes hours after Hezbollah's rejection of a ceasefire, signaling escalating tensions. In a related development, Forward reports that Hezbollah rejected a ceasefire deal brokered by the U.S. This refusal undermines efforts to stabilize the Lebanon-Israel border. It suggests a continued cycle of conflict. And finally, from the Times of Israel, Lebanese President Aoun criticized Iran for using Lebanon in international negotiations. He called for an end to regional conflicts dating back to 1948. This highlights internal pressure within Lebanon for a diplomatic resolution. Turning to business and markets. First, Keytech reports that Motorola Solutions has acquired Israeli drone defense startup Defend for $1.5 billion. This acquisition reflects the growing importance of counter-drone technology. Separately, Ynet Business notes that IBM plans to invest $10 billion to develop a large-scale quantum computer. This move aims to maintain U.S. technological leadership, particularly over China. And finally, Globes reports that Wix is laying off 20% of its workforce. CEO Avishai Abrahami blames the strong shekel for increased operational costs. This decision reflects broader economic challenges facing tech companies in Israel. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 9 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.